Welcome to Mimiki TV. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God. Welcome to Mimiki TV. I'm so excited to have today's guest with me today, and she is a good friend, and we have seen her and heard her story on Mimiki TV before, and she's somebody so fabulous, I had to have her back on the show, especially with all the wonderful things she's doing for women. So I would love to introduce you to my new audience members, to Dr. Barbara Lowe. She is a licensed psychologist, founder and owner of Green Leaf Psychological Services, a somatic experience and EMDR practitioner, a board certified life coach, educator, lay minister, podcast host, and author. She's led the women's panel at the American Association of Christian Counselors World Conference and chaired the Committee for Preventing Sexual Abuse, Harassment, and Abuses of Power. She and her husband, Tim, are founders of the World Women's Wholeness Summit, which we will be sharing more about that today. And this event is an international online conference that is dedicated to unity with diversity, legacy, and women's wholeness from a mental health and a faith integrated platform. And I am so honored and excited to be one of the speakers on the summit. So I had to have Barbara on today to really explain a little bit why we are so excited about this. But before we get into talking about the summit and all the wonderful things we're going to be sharing with you, let's introduce you to Barbara and let her tell us a little bit more about it. So fabulous to have you back on the show.
I am so excited to be on the show. I always enjoy talking with you, Mimika, and we're both so full of all the wonderful things that God is doing. And so, y'all, we just had a pre-party before the talk, and we finally had to be like, okay, we have a calendar.
Have to focus. Let's keep on focus.
Draw it in.
Because when we two get together, we can talk up a storm, and there's always ideas and books and projects and movements and all these things like bing, 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 you know, kind of like bouncy balls in a room. So we do have to focus ourselves. But it's great, the energy and the excitement, because we know God is on the move. And no matter what our circumstances look like today, He is always up to something. He's the grand chess master. He knows the moves ahead of us before we even know them. But what I'm so excited about is the things that God is doing in us and through us, and how we can help those listening who need the help, that are hurting and need healing. But before we talk about that, give everyone a little bit of a backstory about how you got doing what you're doing today.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in a very broken household and was abused pretty much in every way. I mean, just to kind of give you a couple low lights, my mom used to kick me out and in drunken rages, and I'd be out in my pajamas in the middle of the night as a kid. And there were lots of things like that. I was even homeless for part of my senior year because neither one of my parents wanted me. So they were just very tied up in their own alcohol and drug use. And there was a lot of violence. So anyway, but God has touched me. He has blessed me. And about 2 years ago, He spoke to me and He said, I'm snapping women into place. And since then, I've been on a mission, girls. I've got an assignment from the Lord. And last year we did the World Women's Wholeness Summit, the first one. The call was really to go deep into wholeness. But this year, God has told me the call is a little different. It is wholeness. God's making His girls whole, but He's also bringing us into unity like never before with Him and with one another. I've been praying a lot about unity. The first thing Jesus said when He prayed for those who will believe because of the disciples. So the first thing He said when He prayed for us was, I pray that they may be one as we are one. So His first prayer was for unity. And so unity with Him, and then He's going to launch us into purpose and fire. You know, the scripture says our God is a consuming fire. And John the Baptist said He will baptize you with fire. And the women of God, the daughters of God, are of every age and every stage are rising in fire, the fire of God, the constructive, contagious fire of God together.
Amen to that, I tell you. And that's what's so exciting. Wow, we are so excited, is that whole fire that ignites purpose, right? And you know, Barbara, I talk a lot about purpose and direction and calling. And like, if you know where you are, it's like having a GPS coordinates. Uh-huh. When you're kind of lost and you're not sure which way to take, you can kind of waste a lot of time. But once you are
clicks in and you come into alignment. And that's what God talks about having, being with the plumb line. You know, if you're a builder, you kind of level up. If you're trying to have a hangar picture, you've got to get that little bubble to level up in the areas. Yeah. So I think that's what God's doing. He's leveling us all up. He's clicking us into place. He's making sure that we know who we are. So identity, which is obviously a big one we talk about, and purpose, and knowing what we are. Because when you know you are on mission, that what we are excited about, it's like you know that you're in this not just for yourself, but for the others, other women you're going to bring along with you. So that's why I'm so excited. And I love the fact that when you talk about unity, you have like the summit coming up, which is the three W's is really, because it's almost like a tongue twister. You have to tell us the whole thing.
The World Women's Wholeness Summit, but link is the number 3wsummit.com. World Women's Wholeness Summit.
And we're going to have all the links as well. So whatever platform you're watching or listening on, make sure to click on the little button that says show notes, and it'll give you all the links of how you can sign up, because the event's going to be free to watch live. But you have been busy, girl. 80 speakers. Oh my gosh, you have been on it. And I don't know how you still like this has been months in the planning. And this is the thing, is it's a lot of work, but we know that God's on the move, especially the fact that this is something when you get opposition, you know, to press in harder. Like for instance, your Facebook account got shut down because nobody on Facebook wants you to promote.
Yes. Our Facebook ads account got shut down. You can still see me on Facebook and Instagram, but our ad account got shut down. We built another one. They shut it down. And we went through all the appeals. Like our Facebook guy is professional, right? And they said, nope. And it's a final. And we're like, okay, God is on the move. So now we're moving to grassroots. So we're spreading this thing like wildfire.
Exactly. And it's almost like we just laugh now, because even though you get opposition and things will happen, you're like, why is this happening? I thought this was you, God. We were on a mission. Nobody said it's going to be easy. Mm-hmm. You know, Joshua had to cross the Red Sea, and God parted the Red Sea, and he parted the river, that cross river. But do you remember all the Ites, all the Hittites and Moabites and Ittites? And I was reading that the other day. It's like, God's like, this ain't a picnic. You're going to have to fight each battle to take possession of that land. You're not going to be, openly invited in to take over a land. This is hostile takeover. So this is a war, people. We are warring for souls. We are warning, we want to help people live in their purpose, break free from those mental, physical, emotional strongholds. So this is why it's a mission. So, and that's why I'm excited about sharing about this and what we're doing. So tell us a little bit about what we're covering in the summit and what people can get from it.
Yeah. So we have a lot of the top Christian speakers. So Darlene Chuck, Real Talk Kim, Stacey Eldridge, James Gall, Dr. Dee Dee Freeman. And one of the things I love is that we have women and men from all different veins of Christianity. You know, Christianity has veins. So there's the prophetic vein. There's the Proverbs 31 women. There's some of the veins from the mental health realm. Like Leslie Vernick, we have her in it, and some other mental health professionals. We have women from African American holiness churches. So we've got people from all these different veins of Christianity, which is part of the calling, is a giant stand of unity. You know, where there is unity, he pours out the blessing. And he has shown us we're going to really see a lot of supernatural movement and healing. In fact, Pastor Chuck Perry is coming in person with his team, and we're going to do, for those who come in person, and you can, we have it on Eventbrite, the World Women's Wholeness Summit, we're going to do a healing service. And I may have ordered some tutus for the dance party. And
you ain't kidding. You have no embarrassment.
Tiaras.
Oh, yes. Tiaras and tutus. It's going to be hilarious. And this is just about just celebrating no matter what, right? And that's the thing, is you rise above. Like, I was reading this the other night, and in the Psalms, there's David, he laments about, oh my God, you can imagine him with his little ukulele or his harp, really having a real pity party. But then it's also what struck me was that even when it was hard, he turned to praise, that he's like, I don't care what my situation looks like. I'm not going to be held down. I am going to do the opposite, because praise is a weapon of warfare, right? It's that you are not agreeing with the negativity. Yes. And, especially this year and what we've come through here in the US with all the negativity and, you know, division. And the enemy's really trying to divide families. He's trying to divide people in relationships, churches, businesses. I mean, it breaks my heart when I go to the store and I see another business closed down, because we know how much effort and it's been put into building these things. So it is, we've got to the stage where we, everything, even besides the summit, but I think in life, if it's become a boots on the ground, grassroots, and how we do that is unity, because it's a said, you know, a what's the scripture? I need to look it up. A house divided against itself can't stand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think it's in the Psalms or Proverbs, but Jesus also quoted it to the Pharisees. Exactly. Hey, can I read some of these titles?
Yes, go ahead.
Listen to some of these talks. And this is like, to be honest, I promised 80 talks, but I have like 95.
You have been super busy.
Wholeness rising in her lifestyle of worship. Wholeness rising in her vision and courage. Wholeness rising from rejection to belonging, power, and purpose. Wholeness rising in conquering hell. Wholeness rising in her worship. We've got quite a few worship leaders, including Stephanie Gretzinger, who spoke. Wholeness rising in her overcoming insecurities. Wholeness rising in her moving from false guilt to goals and greatness. Wholeness rising in her new definition of herself. Wholeness rising in her pursuing her mission. Wholeness rising in her food struggles and body shame. Wholeness rising in her walking in his presence. Wholeness rising in her ministry from supernatural overflow. Wholeness rising in her battle. Wholeness rising in her supernatural call. I mean, this is just, I'm only three lines in of our speakers. I mean, it's one after the other. And I do want to say for you women who've had a lot of life experiences, this is for you. You're going to find healing. You're going to find refreshment. And this is for you, young women, because you're going to hear from people who know how to worship their faces off, literally their eyelashes, because I know we all love our eyelashes, right? I didn't wear mine today, but you know, I love a girl with eyelashes. So worship our face off, worship our eyelashes off, and really learn how to pursue purpose. So this is for women at every age and every stage. This is for you. This is your word of God. This is your fire of God. This is what you've prayed for and you've wanted. This is what you have prayed for, maybe haven't even known to pray for. God is going to consume us in this online and in person. I'm so excited.
Exactly. And this is what I love about it. It's like sparking a fire. It ignites a bigger fire and a bigger fire. And that's why I believe, you know, unity is important, because you're trying to do something by yourself. There's only so much limits to self. Like, I have an issue with self-help, because there comes to a point where, yes, you have to decide you want to change, but you get to a point where you get to the end of yourself and you realize, okay, God has to do this. And it's not, if you notice in the Bible, that happens a lot. Because I'm in research right now, writing my book, Heart of a Champion, How God Uses Ordinary People to Achieve the Extraordinary, is that we think they're special. We think that they were like anointed and something, some, you know, angel started singing. Okay, some of that, sometimes that happened. But most times it's just when people said yes to God and they said, okay, I'm giving you my loaves and fishes. I'm giving you my little, but I'm going to believe for the unseen, and just like childlike faith. And it's hard for us, you know, as adults, we overthink everything. So we kind of, that child, like getting to that stage of, okay, I trust you, God.
Yeah. I mean, Mary obeyed the Lord at the threat of being stoned. In fact, a lot of them did. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and I know me doing this as a psychologist, it's not a normal thing for a psychologist to do, but I'm doing what I'm called to do and I'm trusting the Lord, and we can do this together. You know, last year with this event, we were able to reach 250,000 women in over 112 countries. I know that this is going to blow up and be more than 10 times that this year. I just know it. Woo! Last year, we put on the summit four days before COVID hit America, 4 days before everything shut down. We didn't know it was about to happen. I don't know if you remember last year, it was like suddenly. It was like, what?
Yeah, we were like, one weekend was like March 11th. Sorry, no school on Monday. Yep. Like, what just happened?
Yep. And but during the summit, God said, it's about to get very dark and still and quiet. You're going to be able to hear a pin drop. It's going to be so still. And then after a while, after a period of stillness, a little fire is going to start, and that fire is going to turn into a raging inferno. And he said, I'm going to use women to set the world on fire. Woo!
Yeah.
Don't you know, it did get still.
Oh, yeah.
It did get still. And now it's time for fire. Now it's time for fire.
It's been a year and everyone's like, okay, it's almost like we're in this holding pattern. You know, when you a plane comes in to land, sometimes there's not enough airstrip space for it to actually come in, and we're kind of waiting, and everyone, there's this sense like all ages, stages of life, all this anticipation of something's coming. But it starts with us that we realize it's not going to be coming like, you know, the angels aren't going to come and start singing songs and directing us. We have to take action now, which is why we need to use the tools that we have and reaching out to the networks. And this is the thing, as God showed me as well, is the ripple effect. Like, I've heard this several times this week about, don't despise small beginnings, that God has planted something in you, that your little effort feels little, but then it's compounded. It's like compound interest, right? It's this one feeds another one. And then the multiplicity, like between you and I, like, you know, people and I know people. And if we connect people, then they can connect people. And it just kind of snowballs from there. So it's going to be so exciting. And especially for where we are now, I think, you know, we had a lot of fear in this last year, a lot of fear mongering, a lot of anxiety. And I'm sure you know, this is what you deal with all the time in your psychology practice, is a lot of the mental health issues that have really been exasperated because we in a situation where we feel we're out of control. But this is the best place that we can be when we feel we cannot control anything, because then we become surrendered. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
This stage where it's all about God.
Yes. I mean, there's an opportunity to go deeper in the spirit or to stay on the path of the natural. The Lord's spoken to me that this is a time of Hagar. I think it's Genesis 21, maybe 19, but the chapter of 21, where she thought all was lost. She thought she was about to die. She thought she had lost everything. And granted, it was a hard time. But then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of living water that was right in front of her. And God has spoken to me that this is a time of opening up the eyes. This is a time of seeing in the spirit, of hearing in the spirit. But in particular, this year, 2021, is a time of seeing. And I had a dream from the Lord 2 weeks ago. And in my dream, I was on this property and I was walking to the edge of the property and the earth shifted. And then I was in St. Louis. I was literally in St. Louis when I had the dream, but I was in the Midwest of America and I could see all the way out to the ocean of the East Coast. I had this expanded vision and I could see so much sky as well. It's like something shifted and I could see, but then I wasn't watching where I walk and I trip and fell. And suddenly I was under the ocean, like drowning. And the Lord said, it's a time of expanded vision, but you have to be careful how you walk. You have to keep your eyes on how you're walking. But it's a time of expanded vision. So we need to not be staring at the natural. We need to, like, if you're watching the news all the time, if you're watching the news, I hope you're decreeing over it and speaking what you want to happen, right? Because we're not to be staring at the natural right now. We're not to be staring at the bad report. We're to be staring at the spirit, hearing the spirit, seeing what he's saying, tightening up our walk and being those virgins with what the Bible calls have your lamps full of oil, which means you're spending time in his presence and being full of the oil of God, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Definitely. And I aim into that about the news. Like, I even caught myself getting stuck. Even my husband's like, are you looking at the news? I'm like, how can you tell? He says, your whole countenance changes. It's like this lack of control. It's a spiritual demonic force that's trying to take hold of our minds. And that, you know, what we see on the news, we cannot always believe, because a lot of times, you know, journalism is not what it used to be before. It's not about presenting the news as it is, as truth. We have to question what is truth and what is lies. And that's why it's important just to stay so close to the Lord. Like he showed me again about the vine and the branches. We can't be apart from him. And we'll, you know, you prune a tree and you cut the branch off, it dies. It cannot survive on its own. So I think we are definitely, God's grafting us into being more reliant on him, and yet scary. It makes me appreciate what my grandparents went through post-war, like what they had to feel and believe, and, you know, believe that God would change things and protect them. But again, it's covering the eyes, what we see, covering our ears, what we're listening to, and filtering in. And just, and I love what you said about, you know, counteracting what you see. Like, even though you read a bad report, you say, you know, God's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And I decree God's
blessing. You know who I got that from?
Who?
Marilyn Hickey. I interviewed her a couple days ago, and I just love Mama Marilyn is what I call her. And she said, I watch the news every night and I do my exercises and I speak over the news.
That's a good one.
She was talking about, this is for her talk for the summit. Marilyn Hickey, Mama Marilyn's in it, Wholeness Rising, and her speaking the word. And so she's like, I speak over it.
Exactly. Good. Because there's major power in our words, just as mm-hmm. like when people speak on the news or they try to say something as if it is, it's not necessarily truth. We have to counteract that, because this is the other thing is we say that prayer all the time, you know, the Lord's Prayer, God's on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. But we don't realize we are the ones to pull it down from heaven. We have to activate it. We have to reach up and say, okay, God, I'm the vessel. Like, hello, let's bring it down. Words. Yeah. God created the world with these words, right? So we can, that's the whole life or death in the tongue.
You know, we love watching the Avengers, or many of us do, or different superheroes, you know, and they see things that they don't normally see, and they've got power in their hands that they wouldn't naturally have. And they've got power in their ears that they wouldn't naturally have. Woo! That's us. They're just trying to be us, because we have the power of binding and loosing from heaven, of opening and closing blessings. And, you know, closing the door on death and opening up the door of blessings. You know, we don't have authority to do things God hasn't given us authority, but woo, he's given us so much authority, right? And we can see in the spirit and hear in the spirit. We can hear and see things that other people can't see and hear. Woo! Exactly. This is good news.
I mean, literally, that's why I love like these Avengers movies in terms of like the Wonder Woman. My kids always laugh at me, but it's like we are spiritual slayers. We are spiritual ninjas. Like, we are going to slay things, and we have those power. And that's the thing, is that once you realize you are your authority, that you have more authority in your pinky finger through Jesus, not through our own strength, but through what Jesus gives us. It's literally like in the army. Like, I've never been to the army, but from what I'm gathering is like you have the different levels, right? You have, you know, corporal and but what happens is you get people who outrank each other as they go up on the ladder. And what I realized the other day is we outrank anything of the demonic, anything of the enemy tries to put there. We are already right up there with Jesus, but we don't realize that. And that's what's being stolen from us, is our identity. That if we can get, especially women, because I truly believe, you know, men are head of the home, but the woman is the heart. If the heart is broken, it bleeds on everything, the family, the relationships, the finances, the focus, it's the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets sucked into how mama's feeling. So if mama ain't feeling so great, she needs to figure out who she is. You know, reassign herself to remembering if she's forgotten, or just igniting her identity and saying, you are fierce, you are the slayer, like using those words and just imagining yourself with that armor, slaying those things. They got no power over us. So once you realize that, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I have a tribe called, it's a membership called Wholehearted Women. I have about 125 women in it. And I do live Bible study every Friday. And the Bible study I'm doing is called Rise of the Shiro in You. I was in Apostle Valora Cole's Shiro conference, and I wore my Wonder Woman cape in it because I'm a sign in a Wanda, and gave me the idea for this. And I'm on lesson 22 this week, and I'm only halfway through my topics, and it's all about who we are in Christ. And that's at drbarbaralowe.com/tribe if you want to join. But it's so exciting to seeing ourselves as Shiro. And I love this. I got this from Dr. Elisa Harney, but the S in Shiro stands for submit to the hero. Yeah, isn't that good?
That's true, right? So you can't have power without submission.
We become the Shiro as we submit to the Lord Jesus, the hero. Woo!
Exactly. Just like in an army, if you think you have to be, there's a respect for those who are in authority over you. And I think that's what's happened in our generation, is that we almost think rebellion is cool. Like, I ain't going to do it your way. I'm going to do it my way. You know, forget what Frank Sinatra said. And apparently he hated that song anyways, but I digress. But yeah, it's definitely in terms of, that is the whole point, is we have to surrender to that authority. We can't be a little, you know, go out on our own and expect to things. Because that's what you never see that in battle. You always see an army in great numbers that move together. And even David and his war strategy, they would never send one or two people out. Yeah. That's the thing, is we've been so out there waving our swords and getting battered and bruised and trying, you know, with very little effect, trying to hold ourselves up. Yeah. And we realize the power is in numbers. It's really us coming together.
You know, I think about the eclipse that happened for a lot of us about 2 years ago.
2017, I think it was. Yeah.
And I remember I was in session with a couple who were divorced and had so much acrimony, yet they were both looking at this eclipse together in a peaceful moment of a shared joy, right? But it's like the summit is so much bigger. It's like all of us in one weekend, March 5th, 6th, and 7th, tuning in together to what God is doing. We've got over 90 speakers. It's looking like close to 30 of them are coming live. What? On their own dime, Mamika. Like, this is a move of God. Several of them, like Stephanie Gretzinger said, I get invited to a ton of things, but when I heard about this, when my assistant told me about this, my spirit flip-flopped and the Holy Spirit said, this is me. Like, we've had so many people who have said that. And that's, God is all over this thing. So I don't want any woman to miss out. I don't want any woman to miss out. And, you know, you can get the All Access Pass. You can watch the replay. But I'm hoping you'll come live or you'll watch live. But you got to sign up at 3W Summit, though, to be a part.
Definitely. And that's the thing. I'm so excited because I'm coming live as well, because you and I don't live that far apart. We're 2 hours away from each other here in the North Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's going to be so fun. And, you know, even despite what we hear in the news about, oh, you know, trying to keep us away from people. And I'm just grateful here in the U.S. we're not as restricted, because I have family in South Africa and England who are in major lockdown right
yeah.
now. And we continually pray for each other. So we're just hoping, we're praying that, you know, God will open doors and then make this a powerful event, because, you know, that's the whole point. We want to yeah. unify in terms of being together, praying together.
Yeah.
But being live is going to be amazing, because
yeah.
you're seeing it in real time. You can
yeah.
listen to the prayers. You can claim
yeah.
it for yourself, claim your healing where you are, no matter what time zone
yeah.
you're in, where you live. And you're also having a live event on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, in Modesto at Soul Harvest Church. And we are using COVID safety protocols. We'll be, you know, the hotel will be watched. It's a very high class. It's one of the highest class hotels in the area. It's the as far as the Raleigh one. And so we're going to be wearing masks, and we've limited. Normally we could have had 500, but we only are allowing 100 people in, you know, for COVID protocol. So we are following COVID protocol, but at the same time, more importantly, we're bathing this in prayer. We have major houses of prayer, praying, bathing over this, like you would not believe, saturating it. And we have a prayer guide on the opt-in page at the top. Just go to the prayer guide. And our main prayer covering made this prayer guide. And you're going to be like, this is a prayer guide.
Exactly. So even if you can't be there, at least, you know, you could stand and pray, because whenever yeah. you're doing something for God, you know, and don't think that your little effort feels little, because every little drop in the ocean makes up the ocean, right? And that
right.
every prayer and standing in protection and help, you know, praying for protection away from any disease or, you know, calamity won't happen, because we know that God is doing this on purpose for a purpose.
Yeah.
But you know, you and I both know, whenever you're
yeah.
doing something for God, you get resistance, which
yeah.
just makes us more determined to do it.
Ooh.
So I just laugh at it when I think, ugh,
yeah.
nice try, but that ain't going to happen. So just knowing that there are those who would, you know, really enjoy and really appreciate your prayers. So make sure to go and sign up. As I said, we will have the links below this video, and we would love to have you get your free seat. And even so, if you want to get, because there's so many speakers, I'll be honest, it'll be hard to watch them all. It really is going to be worthwhile you grabbing your All Access Pass, because then you can spend all the time you want to go back and revisit. Because I know I haven't heard all the other speakers, even though you have clearly, but
that's
I would
good.
Love to. And I've met a few of them in person too. And I know they are just women on fire. So I definitely would love to have the opportunity to go over that and, you know, listen to those speakers. So it definitely will be worth your while grabbing that All Access Pass,
because yeah.
this is content you
yeah.
can use.
I had my team members listen to Lana Vosser's talk, and afterwards Ugana had an open vision of Jesus in the fire with her.
Just, oh wow.
I mean,
go.
The power of God is all over this thing. So whatever your need is, come, God's meeting it. Woo!
Exactly.
And I'm just the front person. I'm a nothing and a nobody. I'm just obeying the Lord. And I'm happy to be a nothing and a nobody. I just want to be his favorite stone in his pocket. I'm happy to, but
like,
you want
people to hear that it doesn't matter where they are, right?
Yeah,
they are.
I'm just the front person or one of the front people. This is a combined effort of all of us praying, believing. Woo!
And exactly. That's the thing is that's why I feel so strongly about this, is that you know, everybody's effort. We're all important to what God wants to do in this world. Don't discount yourself because you think, oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom, or oh, I'm just here, or oh, I'm just here. We don't want to do that because God needs all of us. We all have something of value that it doesn't make us any special because we're the ones talking about it. We just happen to be part of the boots on the ground movement. So we're inviting you to be part of that too, that your prayers and your prayers of protection and your prayers of encouragement, and also just bringing you along because we know that you have something of value to offer the world too, right? For everybody listening here, if you're looking for a neon sign, this is it. This is your official invitation to step up, step big, think big, and let God's word and let his big dreams become manifest. So I'm so excited to hear about all the good things that are going to come after this and all the wonderful testimonies, because you'll have to do like a follow-up to that too, right?
Oh yeah, we will. We definitely will. I mean, last year we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonies pouring in, and that's just to us. Then our speakers were like, all the testimonies they were receiving, it was just, I mean, the Holy Spirit poured himself out and people were met and encouraged and touched. It was so real, so authentic, and so much full of God. So I can't wait for y'all to be there. This year is going to be even more.
It's going to be awesome. So for those who are watching and listening, make sure to click on the button that says show notes and we'll direct you so you can sign up and get all those great goodies. But before we wrap up, would you do a super quick prayer for everybody listening? Because I love how powerful your prayers are.
I would be happy to. Lord, I want to thank you for these precious folks listening, God, whether it's men or women, God. I do want to encourage you, men. God is touching you with fire too. In fact, my husband and I are getting ready to start a men's movement. That's our next assignment. I'm going to continue with the women's movement, but a men's movement is coming. And I want to tell you the fire of God has not forgotten you. And for these people listening, God, I'm praying for the fire of God to touch them. You are a consuming fire. You are a contagious fire. God, I say you're not healthy unless you're not hungry. And I pray for each person for a hunger to consume them, where there's been like a restlessness. I sense there's been a restlessness and like an agitation. And sometimes some of you have even wanted to jump out of your skin, but God is settling you in where you're at with the fire of God. And I see it opening your eyes in a fresh way where you're seeing what God is doing. There's been a block. I come against every block in the block to the things the Holy Spirit is doing, the desperation, the irritability, all the icky stuff, the fear that's been coming upon this earth and the darkness, and I pierce it in Jesus' name. Lord, pierce that darkness in Jesus' name and call forth your daughters and your sons of God to arise with your glory according to Isaiah 60. And I say, arise, shine, for your light has come. I speak, your light has come. Right now, I want to tell you something. Right now, the darkness is breaking off you, and I just want you to open up your hands like this and receive it and just say, the darkness is breaking off me now in Jesus' name. I want you to say it because there's an anointing on that now. And I release I just see the darkness shattering and falling away where it felt all dark. Suddenly it feels clear and open right now in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, baptize with your spirit, baptize with your fire. Even if you're already if you already have the Holy Spirit, there's always more. So just say, I receive the baptism of your fire in Jesus' name. There's something God's doing that's a contagious fire. Fire is the word of the season. So don't be afraid of it. It's good. It's good. And I release it over you. And I see it on your children. I see it on your husband. I see it on your wife. I see it on your people. It's spreading. All you got to do is receive it for you. And because fire is contagious. This is like one of those contagious wildfires. It's going to spread in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen to that. Exactly. Claim the fire, right?
Yeah. One more thing. Some of you are so worried about someone else getting the fire, but you haven't realized you need the fire. So receive it for you and then let the contagion touch them. You see, it's contagious. This is a good contagion.
Exactly. And the fire refines, right? That's exactly what God wants to do. Mm-hmm. Allow him to refine you. And yes, it can be a bit painful and it can be a little uncomfortable, but what happens when you refine gold? It's pure then, right? Then it can be used and it's stronger. So we just need to embrace the season and just say, thank you, God, that you're releasing that. So I stand in total agreement with you, Dr. Barbara. Wonderful words. We release that. And for everyone who's listening, if you have found encouragement from what Dr. Barbara said today, make sure to share it with your friends. I'm sure you know at least somebody who needs to hear that. Be the butterfly movement that you can be in the people that you know. Click to share this interview and encourage your friends and your sisters in Christ to come and watch and listen to what all those 80, 95 speakers have to say in our upcoming summit. And, you know, add any comments or aha moments, you know, anything that you felt, any breakthrough, we'd love to partner with you and hear, you know, how God's moving with you. And make sure to sign up as well. Go to mamikakuni.com and get my free goodies there. We do have a 12 secrets to personal growth if you really want to move forward on that, as well as some other great goodies. But we will have all the links that you need about the summit and Dr. Barbara and all the great goodies that you can grab underneath, so click those show notes button. And then if you are listening on any audio podcast platform, make sure to subscribe and give us a 5-star review. And on YouTube and our video platforms, make sure to subscribe to our channel and share us with your friends. We would love to spread this message far and wide because we know there are people who need to hear it. But I'd say thank you so much, Dr. Barbara, for being with me today. We are so excited for all the fabulous things we're going to do together and all the wonderful testimonies we're going to have and hear from this event. And I just want to bless you and give you, you know, great thanks and kudos for what you're doing. You are stepping up and doing amazing things. And I know God's going to bless you 100-fold. So thanks for that. Stay tuned, everyone. Bye. Are you ready to grow? Come join our group mentorship to stretch yourself and reach your full potential. Go to mamikakuni.com to reserve your seat today.